This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Reserve Collection, a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids. Rich and bold, the Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. And with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly rundown of all the most important stories on the health front. And you can call us, 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots of stories in store for you today. And we invite your comments, 877-726-8255, gets you into the doctor's office. And you can pose your question to me directly. Among the stories that we're going to tackle today, we're going to talk about ultra-processed food consumption among U.S. adults. The news is not good. Vitamin D for kids, how much is the right amount and does it really make a difference? Also, a story on vitamin K to prevent arterial calcification. Yeah, we don't want that gunk clogging up our arteries. 877-726-8255, our number. But of course, the elephant in the room continues to be COVID, and there's lots of talk about boosters. This week, President Biden tweeted, "Here's the deal. Unvaccinated individuals are 97 times more likely to die compared to those who are boosted. Protect yourself and those around you by getting vaccinated and boosted today." And the assertion was widely parroted in the media, and it's been invoked as justification for universal booster mandates. Based on a brand new CDC study, Centers for Disease Control, and that study showed that the risk of dying of COVID among the unvaccinated was 9.7 per 100,000 persons. And for vaccinated individuals, it was just 0.7 per 100,000. And for the vaccinated and boosted, it was 0.1 per 100,000. So if you do the math, 9.7 divided by 0.1 indeed equals 97. But as Mark Twain famously said, there are three kinds of lies: lies, damned lies, and statistics. And so if we do a little evaluation of that claim, there is a distinction between what's called absolute and relative risk. So the relative risk may be 97 times higher when you compare unvaccinated folks to vaccinated and boosted folks. But the risk of dying of COVID, even if you're unvaccinated, is actually extremely low, according to that study. It's 0.0097, or about 1/100th of a percent. So there's also something called a number needed to treat, which we use sometimes to evaluate drugs and therapies. It's the number of people you need to treat to just save one life or one bad outcome. In this case, the bad outcome is death. And when I plug that number in, and I invite some of you wonky folks out there to do this, there are websites that calculate numbers needed to treat. Just take the numbers from the CDC and you plug it in. And the number is, it's over 10,000. You need to treat about 9,999 folks with a booster to save just one life. And the dilemma has come up for, especially for people, this study does not look at the effects of what's called hybrid immunity, people who've had the two requisite basic vaccinations with either Moderna or Pfizer, or in some cases J&J, and then they've come down with COVID. So I've actually had some instances. I had a conversation with a patient the other day. He called in and he said, look, I really like my job. And they say they're going to fire me if I don't get a booster, but I've taken my two Pfizer vaccines, and then I got COVID, as many people have with Omicron. He had a relatively mild case, but he now is being required to get a booster by his company, and he's wondering if it's really necessary. And what I said to him is, I said, look, tell him you just had COVID and see if you can delay it a little bit, because I'm pretty sure that they're going to relax that requirement. Even some travel companies, cruise lines and so on, insist that people get boosters, but they're not taking into account whether they've had COVID. And so that's an important consideration. And there's an op-ed in the Washington Post. And by the way, the Washington Post very much in favor of lockdowns and vaccine mandates. They're not anti-vax by any means. And the article's written by Paul Offit, who's a very pro-vaccine guy. In fact, he's the originator of a vaccine for kids, the rotavirus vaccine. He's all about vaccines. He's a vaccine expert, in fact. And the op-ed is entitled, People Who've Had COVID-19 Don't Need Three Vaccine Shots. Subtitled, The CDC's Vaccination Guidance Should Acknowledge That Past Infection Provides Significant Protection Against the Coronavirus. And I'm quoting here, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has recommended a three-shot regimen for all Americans 12 and older, regardless of whether they've had a previous infection. But Offit writes, requiring people who've been infected to get three shots is overkill at best, a waste of valuable doses, and an unnecessary risk at worst, because there are side effects, albeit rare, among that 999 people who unnecessarily will receive the vaccine. Well, maybe it'll reduce the severity of their infections, perhaps somewhat reduce their risk of hospitalization. But vaccine side effects are pretty common with the current shots, and they include myocarditis. They include various problems like Bell's palsy. I've seen that. And so unnecessarily vaccinating people is not inconsequential. He cites studies to back up his views. In one major study of over 30 million people in California and New York, unvaccinated people with a previous infection, unvaccinated people were 29 times in California and 15 times less likely to be infected than an unvaccinated person with no previous infection. Findings from Qatar, country in the Middle East, affirm that previous infection also gives high protection, about 88% against severe disease caused by the Omicron variant. This is called hybrid immunity, meaning immunity achieved by a combination of vaccine and infection, and it's stronger than immunity from vaccine alone. So what they're saying in this op-ed is that we really need to be careful about unnuanced, broad-based recommendations, one-size-fits-all. Many physicians now recommend against receiving a dose of vaccine immediately after a coronavirus infection because it might not work as well, or it might even backfire, causing a severe reaction. And currently, booster requirements often do not allow for such subtleties. So the op-ed calls for a more nuanced approach to boosters perhaps for people who are very vulnerable, the elderly, people with severe comorbidities, but also taking into account the possibility that for a lot of people, they've had COVID either early on or especially during the recent Omicron surge. Lots and lots of people, millions, tens of millions of Americans have been exposed to Omicron, and that may provide them with hybrid immunity. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite your questions or comments. A lot of people hot under the collar about mandates, and it's dividing us politically, pitting us against each other. And I think we need to cool down the fervor on both sides. 877-726-8255 for your calls. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals combines the four most powerful of these plant-based foods: black garlic, black radish root, black peppercorn, and black cumin seed, which I believe to be one of the most promising in its wide range of potential therapeutic applications. It's an all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, and immunity. It's a delicious tasting supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. Future Farm offers some of the most innovative products I've seen in quite a while. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Black for Health is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and it's 877-726-8255 to reach us during the program, but also you can call that number 24/7, 365, and you can record a question, as did this individual. So let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, I have a rare type of sarcoma, and I have to have regular follow-up CT scans. On the day of the scans, I've been taking NAC and vitamin C, as well as drinking plenty of water. I wonder if you could give me an idea of the dosage of how much water and how much vitamin C and NAC and acetylcysteine that I should be taking, and any other supplements or antioxidants you might recommend on the daily exam with respect to the radiation and the iodine contrast material. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, it's an interesting issue because people do suffer kidney problems sometimes from the injected contrast. And it depends on the type of scan you're going to get. If you get what's called a thallium stress test, okay, you get thallium injected into you with a, you know, when you're getting your heart function checked out. If you get a PET scan, a CT PET scan, you get something that lights up where sugar is present, where there's a high rate of metabolic activity that could indicate the presence of cancer. And then there are other scans, which, as you mentioned, are iodine-based scans. For iodine-based scans, you know, you're a pretty astute guy. You actually recognize that vitamin C and N-acetylcysteine can prevent kidney damage that occurs from the diet. And this is particularly important in people who already have poor kidney function. So a lot of studies have shown that N-acetylcysteine can be used as a prophylactic, as a preventive, especially in patients with kidney dysfunction who are going to receive contrast studies. And the standard oral regimen is about 600 milligrams twice daily for 24 hours before and on the day of the procedure. Higher doses, according to a study I have in front of me, have been studied, but there's no significant additional benefit from higher doses. Vitamin C also, I have an article in front of me that says ascorbic acid, i.e. vitamin C, prevents contrast-mediated nephropathy, that means kidney damage, in patients with renal dysfunction who are undergoing coronary angiography. Okay, that means when you get some dye injected into you to see whether your blood vessels are blocked. There's the potential for vitamin C to prevent problems. I'm not sure if in the case of iodine contrast, it's going to work. There's an exception to that, though, is that vitamin C is contraindicated. You should not use it if you're about to get a PET scan because it can actually interfere with the imaging of the tumors via the presence of high levels of glucose. Vitamin C somehow masks the levels of high glucose that indicate the presence of a tumor or metastasis. So there you have it. Yeah, NAC, good. Yeah, hydrate. I don't think there's any reason to restrict your water intake. Certainly, you flush out more of the dye and get out of your system more quickly if you drink a lot. So, and when it comes to other antioxidants, you're going to get a dose of radiation. NAC is a very good one. Glutathione is beneficial. Other antioxidants may confer some protection, vitamins E and the carotenoids. And of course, selenium is a cofactor for glutathione. And all those can be on board. You're probably already taking those because, you're a cancer patient and you want to make sure that you get adequate antioxidants. So I don't think there's any particular regimen that is above and beyond taking the NAC and perhaps some vitamin C in addition. There you have it. Interesting question. Yeah, a lot of people getting scans and getting stuff injected into them, and they say, how do I protect myself from this junk? Can it mess up my kidneys? There actually is a way, and it's actually acknowledged by conventional radiologists. Okay, this item, I am a big fan of CBD, CBD as in CB dog, to tonify the endocannabinoid system. And I found that it helps people relax and it can support restful sleep. It's a real breakthrough in herbal products, one of the most significant of the decade. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Reserve Collection, which is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids. It's rich and bold. Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. And with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pretty good. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection. I invite you to try it. Okay, some bad news on the food front. A new study out, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, ultra-processed food consumption among U.S. adults from 2001 to 2018, a span of 18 years. It turns out Americans are indeed consuming more calories from ultra-processed foods. And by contrast, the consumption of minimally processed foods has decreased. Ultra-processed foods include, cookies and cakes, canned and instant soups, pies, ultra-processed meat and fish items, frozen shelf-stable meals, sandwiches and hamburgers and frozen pizzas. And there was decreased consumption of wholesome foods like minimally processed meat and poultry, dairy products, nuts and seeds, unsweetened dried fruits, homemade soups and sauces. So we're eating worse. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today, also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number, 877-726-8255. We expect some live calls eventually, but while we're awaiting those calls, 877-726-8255 enables you to record a question anytime you like. You know, maybe something occurs to you on a, I don't know, Tuesday night at 10:30 p.m. Well, you can record your question, and eventually we'll get around to it. Answer it on the air, as we're about to with this one. Let's hear it.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. My name is Bob. I have to clear my throat constantly the first 2 hours in the morning. It does not bother me any other time. I would like to know the cause and what I could do to solve this problem. Thank you very much, and you have a good day.
Okay. Well, Bob, there may be a multiplicity of causes. This is sometimes referred to as LPR, laryngopharyngeal reflux, which means a combination of factors from above and below that cause a lot of mucus to accumulate in the throat. So from above, you got the potential for snoring, which can dry out the nasal mucosa and, you know, cause the mucosa to be thick and tenacious. You can also have allergies. Maybe you're allergic to the material in your pillow or the material in your room or the foods that you eat. You know, certainly diet change, reducing the intake of common food allergens, that can make a difference. So start with wheat and dairy. That sometimes alleviates chronic nasal congestion. And then there are the problems from below. And there's something called, you've heard of GERD. Well, there's also something called NERD, non-erosive reflux disease. And so that comes from below. Something is refluxing up. Your stomach contents splash on your vocal cords, and that creates an inflammatory reaction. Mucus is secreted, and you kind of, you know, hoarse in the morning. So that can be checked out by an ENT, an ear, nose, and throat doctor. You know, sometimes worsening symptoms can be a portent of a more serious problem. So it's not a bad idea for them to take a look-see with a scope. But measures to reduce GERD, well, don't eat a big dinner and then lie down because your stomach contents may reflux into your throat. Also, what you eat can make a difference. And I recently reviewed a study which suggests that lower-carb diet not only improves your metabolism, helps you lose weight, but it also can reduce the incidence of NERD, non-erosive reflux disease. And that's because carbohydrates are fermentable, and fermentation produces gas, and gas floats up and pushes undigested food contents back up into your throat. And so sometimes reducing especially sugary things and refined carbohydrates, but perhaps even more extensive carbohydrate restriction, can make a difference. So the variety of things to explore. And you may want to look at a book which is entitled Dropping Acid by a Dr. Kaufman. She's an ENT in New York, and she's written extensively on the subject. And maybe that can help without, you know, look, I mean, you go to many ear, nose, and throat doctors, and they're going to prescribe an acid-blocking medication. Well, you don't want that because there are a lot of side effects associated with that. You become hooked and dependent on it. And so you want to try the natural measures before you opt for a prescription. So there you have it, Bob. Thank you very much for your question. It's a good one. A lot of people suffer from this kind of problem, and there are natural ways to alleviate it. I see it a lot in my practice. 877-726-8255, our number. Pet owners, if you got a wimpy Weimaraner or a debilitated dachshund, is your German Shepherd turning into a German Schlepper? Well, I got exciting news from our friends at NT Factor, and you've heard me talk for years about the natural energy-producing benefits and anti-aging effects of NT Factor's line of nutritional supplements. Well, now those same benefits are available for your pets. Introducing NT Factor Pet Power, it's the first formula to restore the structure and function of cellular membranes in animals. It increases vigor and vitality. It works on the mitochondria, just like in humans. powerhouses of the cells. By adding NT factor PET power to their food, research has shown that energy loss and other age-related changes in animals were reduced and are delayed after only 8 weeks of daily use. Now your pets can benefit from the same clinically proven formula that I use and prescribe for my patients to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. There are clinical trials that have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also reduces some of the side effects of aging. With a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose, you can get the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas, including the all-new Pet Power, by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. And a lot of people ask me, how much vitamin D should I give to my kid? Because kids are smaller, and they may require less. But often kids need more vitamin D. Maybe they're not getting enough sunlight. Milk provides some, but some kids don't drink a lot of milk. Some kids are intolerant of it. So what are you going to do about the vitamin D? Big study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this month. We examined the effect of three different dosages of vitamin D on cardiometabolic risk factors among children at risk of deficiency, okay? Kids were aged 8 to 15, and they were assigned to three groups, supplementation with 600, 1,000, or 2,000 international units of vitamin D for 6 months. So there are many benefits of vitamin D. Vitamin D for immunity, vitamin D versus colds and flus, respiratory infections, vitamin D for bones, and on it goes. Just universal benefits to vitamin D. But here they looked at just cardiometabolic benefits. And what they found is that of the three doses, 600 worked just fine. There was no additional benefit to taking more, 1,000 or 2,000 international units. And what they found was that the HDL cholesterol increased, the LDL cholesterol and total cholesterol decreased, and not only that, but there were lasting effects even after the intervention, which lasted for 6 months. There were lasting benefits in the post-supplementation period. So there's a very cool study that suggests that 600 IUs of vitamin D can do just fine for a lot of kids. By the way, these kids, many of them had vitamin D deficiencies. Their vitamin D was inadequate at the beginning of the study. About nearly half of them were overweight or obese, which, by the way, is a risk factor for vitamin D deficiency. And and the majority of these kids had not the best cholesterol levels or blood sugar levels. So these were kids, you know, at risk of metabolic disease later in life, childhood obesity, and abnormalities in blood sugar and cholesterol predict adult problems and a shortening of lifespan. So, yeah, vitamin D made a difference for those at-risk kids. Cool study. 877-726-8255, our number. And while we're at it, spice consumption, this too from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, particularly good issue last month. What they did in this study is they gave people spices and they looked at their inflammatory markers. These were adults at risk of cardiometabolic disease. So an example is, I mean, this morning I made a mushroom omelet. And I decided just to throw a little cumin on top. I like a flavor of cumin sometimes on my omelet. Don't always do that. Sometimes put some paprika on there. But I look for opportunities to add spice to my foods. And the spice supplement that they got consisted of the following. It's a long list. Cinnamon, coriander, ginger, cumin, parsley, black pepper, garlic, turmeric, onion powder, paprika, chili powder, rosemary, cilantro, oregano, basil, red pepper, thyme, bay leaf, cardamom, sesame seeds, sage, poppy seeds, dill weed, allspice. And so what they found in the study was a reduction in inflammatory markers, pretty substantial reduction. By the way, these were adults at risk of cardiometabolic disease, just like the kids in the previous study. Many were overweight. Many of them had elevated or borderline cholesterol or blood sugar, and inflammation very common in the metabolic syndrome. Well, the spices tamped it down, and that may also be at least a partial key to the success of the Mediterranean diet, rich in spices, but also other things, olive oil, omega-3s, and lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and nuts. 877-726-8255. Remember, we invite your phone calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for relief of occasional minor aches and pains of overexertion. Ache Action, Joint UC, and D-Flame. Ache Action contains a formula exclusive to Protocol for Life Balance that studies show significantly reduces joint discomfort in as little as 5 days. Protocol's Joint UC is an undenatured type 2 collagen that has been clinically validated for its ability to help maintain healthy joints. And D-Flame has 9 plant-based ingredients rooted in traditional herbalism. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to joint stress, flexibility, and mobility. They're available now at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Reserve Collection, a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids. Rich and bold, the Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. And with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And you can get in on the conversation by calling 877-726-8255. You got a question. Doesn't have to be a question. It could be a comment. Lots happening on the COVID front, for example, boosters and lockdowns and all kinds of controversy about how long those should last. Let's hear from you. 877-726-8255. All right. On the subject of COVID, remember a book called Eat Right for Your Blood Type by Dr. D'Adamo. It was a book that told us a lot about the effects of blood type on dietary choices. And I'm not sure if I'm down with all the detailed recommendations of what you should eat if you're an A or a B or an O or an AB. Those are the most common blood types. But there sure is something about blood types in relationship to a lot of medical conditions. And it appears to be the case with COVID as well. Individuals with a type O blood type are a little less likely to get COVID. They're not exempt. And they ultimately, many of the people who've died from COVID were type O, but they are less likely to get COVID, have severe COVID, or die from COVID than other blood types. But here's another interesting thing. New study came out about the effect of ABO blood group on transmission. They looked at people in the same household, domestic partners, and what they found is that there was a lot, it's a no-brainer. There's a lot of transmission of COVID from one partner to the other. But it turned out that couples in which no transmission occurred were more likely to be blood group incompatible. And if you were of the same blood type as your domestic partner or spouse, you are more likely to transmit it to them. So they say ABO incompatibility, in other words, different blood types, therefore appeared to be associated with a lower risk of symptomatic COVID-19 transmission. The magnitude of the effect was a reduction from 47% for compatible couples, but only 28% for incompatible couples, and that represents a 41% decrease. So, you know, maybe this going forward, you know, we're going to have to live with COVID. You know, maybe the dating services should ask for your blood type, because you may, you know, if COVID's going to be around with us for a long time, I'm exaggerating, but maybe, just maybe, you want to find a blood group incompatible person. You know, find somebody of another blood type. Not one of somebody with, if you're an A, don't find an A, find an O, find a B. That's perhaps the future of dating as the pandemic extends. 877-726-8255, our number. All right. They talk a lot about vitamin K to prevent atherosclerosis, also seems to enhance bone density. And mostly you're talking about vitamin K2. There are two types of vitamin K, vitamin K1 and vitamin K2. Vitamin K2 comes mostly to us from foods like natto and aged cheeses. Vitamin K1, on the other hand, is the province of green leafy vegetables. So vitamin K2, there's a lot of buzz on that, but vitamin K1 don't get no respect. There's an article here in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The effect of vitamin K1 on arterial calcification. They used patients with diabetes who were at high risk of arterial calcification. We know that heart disease and stroke accelerated in diabetics. And so they looked at 149 individuals who received vitamin K1 supplementation, and then they measured their coronary artery plaque. And what they discovered is that supplementation with 10 milligrams of vitamin K1 per day could prevent the development of newly calcifying lesions within the aorta and the coronary arteries. That's pretty cool. So where do you get vitamin K1 in the diet? Well, a major source is kale, cooked kale. A half a cup of cooked kale gives you 443% of your daily value of what you're supposed to receive. Mustard greens, 346%. Swiss chard, 332%. Collard greens, 322%. Natto gives you the vitamin K2, that's 261%. Spinach, a little less, 121%. Broccoli, 92%. Brussels sprouts, 90%. So basically greens, green leafy vegetables, are a rich source of vitamin K1, and they can be beneficial in terms of arterial, you know, and that's why, I mean, for a lot of reasons, a plant-based diet is helpful for reducing the risk of heart disease, and perhaps not to the exclusion of moderate amounts of meat, even meat rich in saturated fat, but you got to have a lot of vegetables. So when people talk about plant-based diet, say, fine, plant-based diet, with or without portions of meat providing adequate protein, or fish providing lots of omega-3. That's fine, too. All right. Another study from this month's American Journal of Clinical Nutrition talks about the effects of disordered eating. Disordered eating, well, I'm real regular. I have a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner pretty much at the same time every day. I am very routinized in my food intake, and I think that that's a basis of health. I recommend that my patients do that as well. So in this study, they gave the same amount of calories two different ways to a group of women who had insulin resistance. All right, they already perhaps were overweight, had borderline blood sugar, metabolic syndrome. So they're already at risk of problems related to obesity and dysregulation of metabolism. So they gave them the same amount of calories two ways. One, irregularly, you know, perhaps like a big breakfast and then not eating the rest of the day, or perhaps not eating nothing and then having a big dinner, or, you know, just irregular hours. Or three pretty stable meals. And what they found, there was a big difference. During a 14-day period of irregular eating, their total energy flux was significantly less. In other words, their fat burning from food was significantly less than following a regular meal pattern, suggesting that if you want to follow a healthy diet, lose some weight, well, yeah, restrict your food intake, but also eat regular meals. Don't put the feed bag on just once or twice a day at regular times. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.